Episode number 946 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Corey Hopkins. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, the rise of LVMH in France. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The French conglomerate Kering and the Swiss-based Richemont have also created extended portfolios of luxury brands. LVMH acquires Tiffany Co. France's richest man bet $16 billion on lost Tiffany luster. French companies are investing in a multi-year plan to develop new products that will be available at retail, online or via e-commerce. In addition, they've invested more than €100 million, €17 billion into developing their brand through partnerships with an international consortium called the Internet Association IATA. In May 2014, IATA CEO Mike Newman was quoted as saying, as part, "We're looking for people who can make this type about themselves. We think it is extremely important." He added he would not comment further because there has been no evidence yet from any company which does business outside of France where such investments could take place. Point 2, the invitation, a colossal mistake on the part of the president who hoped his invitation would solidify an alliance with Arnault and give him greater control of the newly formed company, allowed Arnault to channel his resources and purchase far more shares than expected, giving him a 43.5% stake in LVMH. Two of his greatest failures in acquisition to date followed his attempts to take over Gucci in 2001 and Hermès in 2014. Despite the controversies, Bernard Arnault's commitment to building a luxury empire has propelled LVMH to become the largest luxury good producer in the world today, and his successful model of brand integration has gone on to inspire other luxury companies such as French conglomerate Kering and Swiss giant Richemont into doing the same. He is also one-third shareholder of Switzerland's state broadcaster WDRF-NYSESRS, which offers direct access for business partners including those at major media conglomerates like Deutsche Telekom or Bloomberg Group, LVMG. LVMH Mo Hennessy Louis Vuitton has held the title of the world's largest luxury goods conglomerate for years, but now the Paris-based entity is adding a new title to its roster, one of the most valuable companies in all of Europe. And the maker of Louis Vuitton bags and Fendi furs is not alone in its stock market success. The share prices of its rivals Kering and Hermès have also been on the rise in recent years. The latest display of LVMH's growing might comes almost 2.5 years after it became France's biggest company by market value. A mantle energy giant Total saw and drugmaker Sanofi saw had shared for almost a decade, thanks to a 200% rise in value since the start of 2016, Bloomberg reported. In fact, Le Monde reports that an official at Sébastien Générale was among those who were involved. The French firm said today, July 21, Sciences announced last week they are launching their first multi-year partnership with Sextra Inc., which will be investing heavily into brands such as Mercedes-Benz. While using high-end technology including advanced sensors from HP Computer Corp. and CMC Technology Limited. In addition, we're bringing together more than 600 firms across European countries focused exclusively upon this area. A tale of two handbags. LVMH, Kering and other French luxury groups are thriving. The city represents 510% of sales for luxury groups. A crackdown on corruption was expected to decimate sales a few years ago, but hardly registered. But the new government is also looking at ways that some may be able to take advantage. In an interview with Reuters in late February 2015, Philippe Ries AFP said he had been examined by investigators from France's National Security Agency. He added his office has taken steps against such measures because it puts pressure on public officials who don't share their secrets or know about them as partitations which could affect national security interests more than one-third. The NSA says its programs include collecting phone calls between individuals through emails containing information related only after they've received permission under Section 215(13). It makes no mention what data those people receive will carry out operations outside United States borders. Rather, it focuses instead upon how much money can actually go into American companies without any oversight over personal communications within U.S.-based firms based abroad. In addition, there were many cases where large numbers have become targets even though Americans make up less than 20%, so this includes targeting specific businesses if these activities occur overseas. I profit from recurring. Operations amounted to $11.5 billion in 2019, up 15%, compared to an already high level in 2018. Iconic lines and new creations contributed in a balanced way to revenue growth. Selective retailing, strong growth at Sephora and good resilience at DFS. The selective retailing business group achieved organic revenue growth of 5%. Top-line customer service is on the rise as well. Point 1. Introduction listing information for all customers, formerly Vivid's web services vendor manual, Table 1. This is all for today, friends. My name is Corey and this was episode 946 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.